suspected us. The fires are deliberate. Our fires are not spontaneous.
Those were the words of forestry supervisor with responsibility for forest and wildlife protection, Bradford Latham. Mr. Latham explained that following investigations, the forestry department has concluded that bushfires are started deliberately by persons for several reasons, including hunting.
Bushfires are started where someone is fearful of wildlife or snake and things like that. We have persons born in grassland. We have persons who, in certain areas, if they are affected by, we call it cowage, that is one of the reasons why they light fire. We have farmers who, during the drier season, when the grass gets dry, they burn it just to get the young regrowth so that the animals could graze on it. These are some of the various reasons we recognize persons light fire, because they love to see the fire, pyromaniacs, especially on evening.
Mr. Latham said some of the key hotspots for bushfires include communities within the South Leeward constituency.
The Forestry Department have been working in terms of mapping those areas, hotspots. Right here in the Condon Park Kitten area, we have that hill up to the more or less private, some part Crownland, the ash area there. We have that as a hotspot area. We have some areas in Cleverly. We do have an area in Kittles, the hill in Kingston. Those are some of our hotspot area. We have it going up to Moorish Road.
And Mr. Latham also noted that illegal hunting contributes significantly to bushfires. He appealed to persons to refrain from lighting wildfires.
We advise our persons to desist from lighting these fire. Whether you are fearful of wildlife or you are using some practice that is for revegetation for your animal to be able to graze, all these practices, the bushfire, the uncontrolled bushfire, is very dangerous. It poses a danger to persons' health and property. So we are asking all persons to desist from lighting these type of fires and utilizing the best practice, because of the grave impact it will have on our environment. So just for one, you are destroying many. So we want persons to all be environmentally conscious about what we need to do to continue conserve and protect our resources and the beauty, the aesthetics of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So we don't want to see all this scarred area as a result of fire. So they have a role to play. Each and every one of us have a role to play in prevention of bushfires, especially in the dry season when water is really scarce.
Forestry supervisor with responsibility for forest and wildlife protection, Bradford Latham. I am Colvin Harry with today's special report.